Women always cook in the kitchen, but to think a woman could be a chef was like, no, there's no way. It's too long. It's too hard. You have to really look at yourself and say, you know what, I'm going to do it on my own, and I'm not going to let anyone else tell me that I can't. I never doubted myself when I opened my first restaurant. You've got to give 100% of yourself until you know you've done it. But it was still a struggle. I opened Atelier Crenn in 2011, coming out of a time of crisis. Nobody wanted to invest, and people told me they didn't trust that as a woman I could carry it off. But I had a vision, and I had to try. And I made it my mission to stay positive. 7 years later, I'm still here, and I'm expanding. I don't know why it took them so long to give a female chef 2 Michelin stars in the U.S., but awards are just awards, and it's what you do with that recognition that defines who you are. Every day, you've got to go back to work and make sure the restaurant is busy. Being first just makes you realize they have a long way to go. There are many amazing chefs in this country who are women, and I don't know why they're not getting recognized. The industry needs to change. A critic was once quoted saying that I'm successful because I'm attractive and charismatic and cook like a man, whatever that means. I was shocked by the words and shocked that they were published. The culture is toxic. We have to work very hard to undo the things we've done so badly. I look at children as a light at the end of the tunnel. We have a responsibility to carve the way for them to live in a better world. My daughters love to cook, but more than I hope I provide them an example of how to be a badass and how to be kind and how to be respectful, to ask questions and be curious, to understand that there are others in this world, and to be a good listener and to be a good leader.